Pastor Michael, we're in a season discussing questions about heaven and hell. And today's question is, will I remember my life on earth?
Ooh. All right. So there's a couple questions behind the question.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is usually about something deeper, and two big questions come out of this, like, that are sitting behind it. Number one, like, will the people that I love and the story of my life matter? That's a big deal. Like, you and I have invested a lot of years in our life and relationships and investing. And the other one is the opposite, which is like, okay, am I going to have to carry my pain, my trauma, or my like terrible experiences forever? And we don't typically have a category for like, how can I be in heaven, remember my terrible experiences? And some people in this world have had evil, terrible experiences.
Yeah.
Even the way they die, like, am I going to have to replay my death, you know, like over and over again? And what people want to know is like, I want this life to matter, but I don't want to remember the bad things. And so am I going to have amnesia,
yeah.
You know, anesthesia. Yeah. You're going to have anesthesia. No, probably not. So let me give you like a quick answer. And then we can just, I think, look at some scripture. So, yes, you're going to remember. In fact, I would put my bottom dollar that we're going to remember everything. We're going to actually remember things with a level of clarity that we don't even have right now. So, also, like, if you think about the final judgment, as every part of our life is going to be judged and exposed for what it is.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember yesterday. Literally, I'm trying to remember right now what I did yesterday. I have no idea. I don't even know what day today is. Tuesday. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Like, what day of the month? No idea. Is it even March? Possibly. So like, but like, to go through every moment of your life and to have all the motivations and to revisit all of it, like, judgment is going to bring a level of just like life clarity to the things that we've forgotten. And I wonder too, like, I'm super curious, what was my life like, right, 0 to 5? I don't have a lot of memories, you know, like, I'd love to see that kind of played out. But let's ground ourselves in the word. And three scriptures, I think, kind of give us just this clarity. So the first is from Luke 16. And it's the story of Lazarus. And it's very interesting. I just want to read it. But Abraham said, "Child, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner, bad things. But now he's comforted here, and you're in anguish." And so he's telling a parable. But it's interesting in this story. It actually might not be a parable. He might actually, because he's Jesus and he knows all these things, right? But he's telling a story, true or not, that is revealing the nature of the afterlife, right? Mm-hmm. And what he's saying is like, hey, you guys have full memory of what happened. And then Lazarus says, "I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, so that he may warn them lest they come into this place of torment," right? So they are remembering the names, the family, et cetera. And what Jesus is describing is where you go when you die before the final judgment. So either we would call it heaven or hell, not technically hell, but like, heaven or the place you wait until you go to hell, right? Mm-hmm. So Lazarus is in the bad place, and everybody remembers what they did on earth. And so valid point, like they know the names and the details. Another one is 1 Corinthians 13:12. Paul says this, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." And so here's the principle. The reality of judgment and life after judgment is not that we know less, but that we know more. So like we are not given a spiritual or physical lobotomy, right? We now have more access to information, and so we're able to see the past, present, and the future with more clarity than before. And then finally, Revelation 21:4, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death shall be no more. Neither there shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. The former things have passed away." But he never says we forget things. What he's saying is that, like, they're all done, okay? They're judged, redeemed, identified what they were, exposed. Everything's done. Like, you know, that you can probably think of like some unfortunate relationships in your past, right? Maybe some people who didn't treat you well and they got away with it or something. Well, all that's going to be exposed. Yeah. All of it's going to be redeemed, judged, forgiven, finalized. There's going to be like nothing undone.
Yeah.
Even the most traumatic experiences that you have are all going to be fully exposed, judged. Like, you'll be redeemed. And if they're not repentant, you know what I mean? Like, they will be dealt with for what they did specifically.
Yeah.
So there's this idea that like, it's the judgment seat is going to finalize these things. We will not have like this body of flesh. You know what I mean? That's just like wants our own vengeance. Whatever. Yeah. Like, we will watch Jesus bring perfect redemption and judgment to everything that we have ever experienced and exposure flawlessly. Like yeah. no questions asked. So there's going to be this point of resolution about everything that happened in life. And we will be so satisfied in the justice of Jesus. Like we're going to be good.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know what it's like to be in a new body. I just know that somehow I will remember these things. They will be gone. They will be dealt with. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be satisfied.
Yeah. There's so much comfort in that, right? But then there's also just like so much lingering confusion of like, how can we remember all these things from with an eternal perspective and not have regret or shame or, you know, feelings of like sadness because that won't be there. So like, again, it's like still kind of trying to wrap our heads around something that we really don't have categories for, but is so encouraging and life-giving to know that like we will be able to remember things, but it'll be through a redeemed perspective.
Totally. You know, okay, so as a dude, you know how we can like, we make fun of other dudes that we're really good friends with, you know, it's part of like, and so like sometimes we've got friends who they just did really dumb things in the past, right? Sometimes they even cross lines, sometimes they hurt us, you know? But like, we'll be like, remember that time you did that thing, you know? And then we'll laugh about it because it was dealt with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can even take our past like brokenness, and when guys deal with stuff, we can even joke about it.
That's true. Yeah.
And it's sort of funny when you think about like when something is resolved and dealt with, and like in our body of flesh, we have a hard time letting things go.
Yeah.
But like we will let everything go in the new earth with new bodies that we need to let go.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like we're not going to be grudge holders. We're not going to be bitter. We're going to have so much confidence in the judgment of Jesus that like, we're gonna be like, he did a better job than I could.
Yeah.
But I think about it often, like the way we joke about, guys joke with each other about their past, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a light heart. There's something about the new earth that there will be a lightness to it.
Yeah.
And that even though we're aware of it, it'll be like, yeah, like we don't beat ourselves up for the things we did when we were kids, even when we sinned.
Mm.
And kind of the discrepancy between a kid and an adult, that's a smaller discrepancy than, we'll say, this body and the new earth.
Yeah.
I think we're going to also probably have a bit of grace with ourselves and with others, especially since, like, now we will sin no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And here's, I also don't have to, like, if you harm me, okay, or I harm you, here's the question. I might say, hey, man, will you forgive me? And you'll say yes. But in the back of my head, I'm like, but is he going to do it again? You know, there'll be none of that, you know, not only will we not harm each other, but like all the things we did on earth, we won't do those things again. Like we won't have the capacity. So there will be such resolution to the new earth life, as we look back at this earth, that I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Personally.
I love that you said that, you know, we won't need to deal with things because Jesus will have dealt with them way better than we ever could.
Yeah.
And that brings so much like resolution, finality, and like just comfort to the fact that we don't have to take care of things ourselves whenever we've been wronged, and it's not going to happen again when we live in a perfect environment without sin. So
at some point it will not happen again.
Yeah It's amazing.
Which it's a lot easier to have a high trust when I know they have no capacity to do the things that they did before.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, thank you, Pastor Michael.
My joy.